Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. Our final Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Aleph, continues with more stories about people who brought the wrong thing. Ben Antinos, ha'ala b'choros mi-Bavel, v'lo kiblu mimenu. Ben Antinos brought a firstborn animals from Bavel, from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the chiyuv of bringing the firstborn animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and or giving it to the Kohen, is only in Eretz Yisrael. There's no chiyuv of that mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz. And so, of course, you can't then bring a firstborn animal from Chutz La'aretz to sacrifice on the Mizbeach, because that would be Chulun Ba'azara. It's not really a Bechor. It's not really a Karban. You could give it to a Kohen if you want, but that's not the case here. They brought it to the Beis HaMikdash in order to sacrifice it as a Bechor, and the Chachamim rejected it because you cannot do that. Yosef HaKohen havi bikuri yayin v'shemen v'lo kilu imenu. Yosef HaKohen brought bikurim from wine and oil, and it wasn't accepted. Now, we learned that bikurim can be brought from wine and oil. We learned that back in Maseches Trumos. And so, what's going on here? So the Mefarshim explain that what's really going on here is that the Bikurim that you're allowed, when the Mishnah in Trumos says you're allowed to bring Bikurim from wine and oil, what it means is that when you have your first grapes and your first olives, if you choose, you may squish them before you bring the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to bring the grapes, you can bring wine, because wine is actually a higher form of grape. So you can take your Bikurim grapes and make them into wine. Or you could take your Bikurim olives and make them into oil. That is not only okay, but that is actually a great kind of Bikurim to bring. What did Yosef HaKohen do? Yosef HaKohen, he didn't do that. I mean, maybe he did do that, but that's not the case here. What he did was, he took his regular grapes, and after squishing his regular grapes into wine, he took bikurim from that wine. Bikurim, so to speak. The first of the pressing. But there's no such thing as the first of the pressing. That's not really bikurim. And therefore, Chazal did not accept it. There's no such thing as the first pressing of the wine. There's only the first grapes that grew. And that's a different thing. Afhu, he did something else too, this Yosef HaKohen. He'ala as banav es b'nei beso, la'asos Pesach katan b'Yerushalayim. He brought his whole family up for Pesach Sheni. It happened one year, perhaps, that he was far away, or that he was tameh at Pesach time, and he couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So, of course, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach on time because you were tameh or you were far away, then you have a second opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, a month later in Iyar. And so Yosef HaKohen came to do this, but he brought his entire family with him, even children. This is completely unnecessary, because the reason to bring children and your whole family is for the mitzvah of Re'iyah, to see and be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, and that mitzvah does not exist in Pesach Sheni. That's only at the main holiday of Pesach. Ve'chziru, and Chazal sent them home. Shelo yikava hadavar chova. Same as we did talked about in the last Mishnah with regard to the Anshei Hartzavoyim, who brought their Bikurim early, Chazal did not want, Yosef HaKohen was an important person. And you can see that even though he didn't do it right, he's trying to be extra special caring in giving in his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to give Bikurim, even in a place that Bikurim didn't belong. He wants to bring his family up for Pesach Sheni, even though it wasn't necessary. And apparently Yosef HaKohen was also a well-known person, a leader of the community. And therefore, the Chazal sent him home, because even though there's no harm, per se, in him bringing his children to Yerushalayim, he could always bring kids to Yerushalayim, but if he would do it, and people would see, oh, Yosef HaKohen went up to Pesach Sheni, and he took his whole family, oh, maybe we're supposed to do that too. And it would become a chova, not an obligation, not a real obligation, but people would think it's an obligation, which, of course, it isn't. And Chazal did not want this to become the new Chumrah. And therefore, they sent him home and said, don't bring your family. And finally, to conclude our Masachet, we're going to bring a story that goes the other direction. Somebody who brought something that was the right thing to bring. Even though you might think maybe it was not right, but no, he did the right thing. Aristone, Hevi Bikurov Me'apamia. Aristone brought Bikurim from Apamia. Apamia is a place in Syria. Now, we have discussed previously that for people who own property, Eretz Syria is like Eretz Yisrael for Trumos and Maestros, and so too for Bikurim. The Kiblu Imenu, they accepted it from him because he did the right thing. Mipnei Sha'amru, because in fact, Chazal have said, Hakoneh b'Syria, one who purchases land in Syria, with regard to Trumos Maestros and other mitzvos Hatzulis Ba'aretz, Kikoneh b'Parvar Shib Yerushalayim. It is as if he bought land on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, meaning this is like really, the halachos are the same as if it's in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Salek Maseches Challah. Congratulations to all who finished Maseches Challah with us. We look forward to learning Maseches Orlah.